Christmas time is synonymous with food, and veterinary surgeon and public health specialist Dr. Colleen Phillips says Vincentians should always consider quality over quantity when it comes to purchasing meats. In an interview with NBC News, Dr. Phillips urges farmers to ensure they are butchering animals free of medications like antibiotics and are safe for consumption.
We have to focus on quality over quantity. So while we're looking at ensuring that we give a product and we have lots to sell because we want to make a profit, it is really important to remind farmers that when they're looking at selling meats and eggs, they would want to ensure that they look at things like the use of antibiotics, the use of antiparasitic drugs, the use of vitamins, anything that can affect the meat. Very often, you know, people tend to want to, if the animal gets sick at that time, they would slaughter the animal and get rid of it right away. And sometimes, they will try to treat it first, and then once it looks like it's bouncing back, it hits the pot.
Dr. Phillips further urges livestock farmers and butchers to ensure their livestock has gone through the withdrawal stage and properly recovered from illnesses to ensure no risk to consumer health.
If you know you have an animal that was recently treated with antibiotics, please, please do not slaughter right away. You would want to ensure that at least the 14-day or 21-day period has passed before you do actually slaughter. Some products would tell you 3 days, like indicate antiparasitic drugs. As for parasites, you may have a withdrawal of 3 days or 7 days. The use of antibiotics and the consumption of meats with antibiotics in it can bring about issues such as antimicrobial resistance, for example. And what do I mean? If you treat with an antibiotic, what you're basically doing, you're consuming meat with antibiotic, but you're not taking a full course, that is a very dangerous thing to do, because what you find happening, the microbes can become adapted to that particular drug and develop a resistance of you eating little bits of antibiotic. It's in your system, and then when you do try to take some amoxicillin, you realize it's not working the way it's supposed to.
Dr. Phillips adds that while periodontal larceny is very common at Christmas, consumers must avoid buying stolen meat through questionable means and to always ensure that the meat has been inspected by a health inspector.
To the consumer, I would say, if you see somebody coming around with a bucket of meat selling it at $10 a pound when you know it's supposed to be $15 a pound, something is totally off. It is, instead of buying it, you might want to avoid buying that because you're not sure how it's slaughtered. If it's slaughtered and it's not slaughtered correctly, you can become food poisoned. And that's, it's really important that you recognize that. You don't want to give a meat that is stolen, that was not slaughtered in the best of ways, to your family, because you don't know how it was. You don't know. You don't know if the animal was killed right on the dirt and skinned and thrown in a bucket and washed as much as possible, because then you're eating meat that was dabbled in dirt. You don't know. So try to avoid buying stolen meats, because you may fully well find yourself sick, and then of course stolen meats generally would not be inspected.
Veterinary surgeon and veterinary public health specialist Dr. Colleen Phillips. I am Gaylon Brown with today's special report.